You're listening to SBS News.
The second phase of the mission to free 12 Thai boys and their football coach, trapped in the flooded Tum Luong cave complex in the country's north, has produced the rescue of four more boys. The first phase of rescues was a resounding success when the first four boys were pulled to safety, swimming 1 kilometre underwater and using diving equipment for the first time in their lives. Four boys and the 25-year-old coach now remain in the cave. They've been trapped underground for more than 2 weeks. Rescue operation head Naronsak Ossetanakorn told reporters the second phase began 3 to 4 hours earlier than planned to take advantage of receding water levels in the cave.
The good news is the conditions of everything are still as good as yesterday, the air, the water and the children's strength. Today we are confident that we are ready like we were yesterday. We are carrying out the operation earlier because we are concerned about the rain. We are going to complete the mission as fast as we can.
He says the first four boys extracted from the cave are in improved health after being flown to hospital. And after the second phase was completed, he said he's confident of getting the rest of the group out safely.
We have succeeded. Like I have said, we were 2 hours faster than yesterday. We expect that with the preparations and plan discussed today, we think that we will do even better for the next mission, and we will succeed 100%.
The boys who've been rescued have not yet been identified. Some of the boys' parents have told the media they don't know who has been rescued, and they're not allowed to visit the hospital where the boys are being treated. Thai authorities warned after rescuing the first four, it could take as many as 4 days, and possibly several operations, to rescue the others. The so-called Wild Boars football team and their coach became trapped on June the 23rd, when rain flooded the tunnels, after they set out to explore the cave complex following football practice. The deputy chief of the Thailand Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department, Kopchai Bunarana, has told reporters while more rain may be coming, he believes the rescuers can deal with it.
Although it has been raining, the drainage or pumping of the water from inside the cave is still going smoothly, as what the rescue team wants it to be. As for the electricity system in the cave, we have contingency power. We also have contingency pumps to drain the water out of the cave. So I would like to confirm that despite the rain, we can still continue pumping the water out of the cave and be able to continue giving support to the rescue operation.
The second phase of rescues was largely led by the same team of international divers, including an Australian doctor who also helped in the first one. Adelaide anaesthetist Richard Harris, known to his friends as Harry, has 30 years of diving experience. MedStar clinical director Andrew Pearce says Dr. Harris jumped at the chance to help.
Harry is selfless. He is extremely thoughtful. He's a quiet person. He is the type of guy that will give of his all. He was actually meant to be on holiday and gave up his holiday so that he could be part of this.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says members of the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Defence Force are also supporting the Thai Navy in the operation. Andrea Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.